You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
The Blues are super hot, folks. 2-0, and I know it's just the first two games against the Wild and the Blackhawks, but they're 2-0 those games. 5-2 win and a 3-2 win consecutively coming into this game against the Rangers. Rangers have a big, fast team. I think they're going to do very well in the Eastern Conference. The Blues would start Carter Hutton, his first start as a Blue in the regular season. And Carter Hutton would play great. Let's go ahead and get into some highlights and see who was able to get the first goal in this game.
You hold on to it too long, you're going to play slow.
Here's a breakaway. Speaking of fast, Tarasenko checks. He scores!
Well, you talk about moving the puck quickly. In the middle of the ice, it didn't take long for that puck to get up to Vladdy Tarasenko. Three goals against the New York Rangers in his career, and this one here with speed. I had a good angle of it. He loves going to that stick side if it's available, and it doesn't take him long to get that from his stick blade to the middle of the blade, and then bang!
What a goal by Tarasenko. I mean, just an awesome, awesome goal. You know, and Parayko made a great pass on the breakaway. I'm so happy to see Tarasenko play so well at the first of the year. The Blues get that first goal by Vladimir Tarasenko, 1 minute and 13 seconds into the first period. Quick goal. Tarasenko was fast off that puck and got that great pass from Parayko. It's Parayko's second assist. And back and forth, Hutton kept them in this game, especially late in the game, but in the first part of the game, he played very, very well. Rangers put on some good pressure, and their pressure on Hutton would eventually get to a goal. And let's see how the Rangers were able to do that.
Possession, here's McDonough for Girardi. His one-timer is blocked in front. Zibanejad looks to advance, and then Kreider scores! Chris Kreider hops on a loose puck, and that line strikes again, and the Rangers have tied it at one.
I'll tell you what, every shift the Rangers have been getting out of their zone easily and then keeping pressure on St. Louis in their own zone. McDonough really makes a good play. He ended up way inside near the dot. There's McDonough. Watch him wait, and he feeds for the shot.
You know, the Blues are playing okay in this game, but they do not look like the same team that's won these last two games. A little too much standing around in their own end, and plus the fact that the Rangers have a big, fast team. That's a bad combination. And Kreider gets his second goal of the year. And it was at the 5:25 into the first period. Ties the game at 1-1. And Girardi gets an assist. Zibanejad gets an assist. And this ties the game. It would last for a little bit. Like a little bit of back and forth like most of these games of the Blues seems to be. Not a lot of dominating, although I think the Rangers played very well in the first period. The Blues kind of weathered the storm. They did play okay. And eventually, towards the end of the period, Paul Stastny would come up with a big goal.
Steen for Stastny. And then poked in by Petrangelo.
That was a good hit by Kreider on Stastny.
Now Steen in front, Stastny. Fabry turns. Rebound. He scores! Paul Stastny!
Well, Stastny started the play by taking a pretty good hit right around the blue line. Big Kreider, who goes about 240 pounds. And there's the hit there, but he pushes the puck ahead to Alex Petrangelo, keeps it alive. And then Steen with a nice pass originally to Stastny.
Stastny gets that goal, and the Blues take a 2-1 lead going into the second period. Fabry and Steen both got assists. Petrangelo played well and had a part in that, but did not get an assist. Stastny's second goal, like I said, Fabry his second assist, and Steen his third assist of the year. And the Blues are looking okay. They're not as dominant as they were and as fast as I think they were in the first two games. Hey, but you're winning, and it doesn't really matter as long as you win. So going into the third period, the Blues were hoping to get on the board first and keep the Rangers off the board, and that's exactly what Alex Pietrangelo did.
And they get the faceoff. Shattenkirk in front, Pietrangelo wide open, he scores! Pietrangelo, a power play goal!
Well, in training camp, when they stuck with Shattenkirk and Pietrangelo on the number one power play unit, there were times where they looked like they just weren't in sync. But as we've seen them go and go, they're getting better and better.
That's right, they are looking better and better in that combination. And the Blues take a 3-1 lead early in the second period. Let's go ahead and go over who helped Pietrangelo in this play. Pietrangelo, of course, made that great shot. I don't think Lundqvist could have saved it no matter what. Stastny gets his fourth assist. Nice to see. Tarasenko gets his second assist. Also very nice to see. And that was 2 minutes and 28 seconds into the second period. The Blues played pretty good the first minute or two of the period. But they kind of got lackadaisical like they did sometimes last year after taking the lead. And the Rangers come back and made it a 3-2 game.
McColgan behind his own net will start out. For Kreider, now Zibanejad down the left side. Zibanejad, backhander, he scores! And just like that, Mika Zibanejad answers. And the Ranger deficit is 3-2.
Now the Rangers had a quick response after they fell behind 1-0 in the first period.
You never like to see a team score when they're announcing the goal that your team just scored. And that's exactly what happened when Zibanejad got his first goal of the year for the Rangers. Just made a great shot. And I don't think there's much Carter Hutton could do on that one either, just as early as Pietrangelo's shot against Lundqvist. And it makes it 3-2, just 2 minutes and 5 seconds in. Sorry, 2 minutes and 58 seconds in to the second period. It was assisted by Kreider and Holden. Kreider's second assist and Holden's second assist of the year. The Rangers really came on in that third period and really put a ton of pressure on Carter Hutton. And folks, I think if Carter Hutton would have been up to the task, this game could have been a 5-3 or 6-3 win for the Rangers. Luckily for us, we have a pretty good backup for Jake Allen, and he came alive with some saves such as these.
Here's Pietrangelo back of the goal. Of course, the Blues playing their third game in four nights. Rangers center it. Walk by Steen, now Nash with it. Look out, Nash to the backhand. In front, oh, what a save! Miller! Absolutely robbed by Hutton! And JT Miller wide open.
Oh, you could feel, you could hear the thud, the noise of the puck on the pad.
Good play by JT Miller. And now to Grabner with some room. Back to Miller, and Hutton got it! And made a big time save!
Oh, I love the fact that Shattenkirk forced the issue early. And by Shattenkirk doing so, now the goaltender knows there'll be no shot from the shooter, and now he can almost cheat on his way over to his left.
I hope everyone got to watch this game, although I think the Blues did not play very well at all in that third period. The Rangers really took it to them with their size and their speed. And as I said earlier, luckily for us, Carter Hutton was there. And folks, he made this game for the Blues. A lot of times, such as Elliott or Allen last year, kept the Blues when they weren't playing their best and not giving max effort, kept them in the game and won some games for them in their regular season and playoffs. Carter Hutton did the same. If he can play like this in every game, that he plays in, I miss Brian Elliott. But if he can do this, it's going to make that sting of losing Elliott a lot less, even though Brian Elliott's a great person. I'm sure Carter Hutton is too, from what people say. But man, he looked good. Let's go ahead and go over the final stats of the game and get going on that. The Blues, of course, win the game 3-2. And the Rangers fall to 1-0. They've only played two games. The Blues are 3-0. The Rangers definitely outshot the Blues, definitely in that third period. 35 shots Hutton had to face and gave up two goals. In contrast, Lundqvist only had to face 18 shots. And the power plays, the Blues were 1-for-5. I'd like to see 2-for-5 at least. The Rangers were 0-for-2. The Rangers did win a lot of faceoffs, especially in that third period. I think that's what tipped the scale in this percentage. 58% for the Rangers, 42% for the Blues. Krieger got his goal, his second of the year, and assist for the Rangers. Zibanejad got his first goal and had an assist. And Girard had an assist. Lundqvist, as I said, made 15 saves. Tarasenko gets his third goal of the year and got an assist. I think it's his second. Stasny got a goal, his second, and I believe he has four assists. Pietrangelo had that power play goal and the Blues' only power play goal of the game. And Steen had an assist. I believe that's his third assist of the year. I might be mistaken, third or fourth. And Hutton made 33 saves out of 35 hard shots. So good news coming from the game, although the Blues, like I said, did not play very well. There is some bad news. The Blues lost three players to what they like to call lower body injuries. And I know why they don't say what they are. Let's just call it an injury and leave it at that, you know, or say exactly what the injury is. But the Blues lost Brodziak, Yuri Letair, and Carl Gunnarsson. Brodziak left in the first period, and I don't see where he actually got hurt. Letair and Gunnarsson both left in the second period. And after the game, Hitchcock said that they won't know anything until Monday, tomorrow, which they'll update everybody on those. I'd be willing to bet you we're not going to get much information anyway on what type of injuries that it, you know, that it is. So, you know, probably will still get a lower body injury. It didn't look bad, you know, but you never know. The Blues' next game will be in Vancouver. The game will be on Fox Sports Midwest. It'll be a 9 o'clock start, Central Time. They start their West Coast Canadian road trip. And after that, they'll be in L.A. on the 20th, and they'll get to see Brian Elliott on the 22nd on the road. And then they'll come home for Calgary at home on the 25th. They'll play Detroit on the 27th and the Kings on the 29th to finish out the month of October. You know, let's keep this string going, guys. I don't expect you to go undefeated all the time, but let's keep playing some good hockey and not let these lapses happen like what happened in the third period. Thanks again for joining me. I've been your host, Lance Descott. Don't forget to join me after each game. Most likely the next day I will put up a podcast radio show, and we will go over the highlights, my opinions of what's going on, any major injuries, and to keep you guys updated. Don't forget to subscribe through all of our channels. Have a great day, a great evening. Let's go Blues.
This has been The Drop Podcast. You can email The Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TheDropPodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.